For most Americans in their 60s or older, this week is fraught with memory. It marks the beginning of the 50th anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis, the closest the world has ever gotten to all-out nuclear war. President Kennedy and Soviet Premier Khrushchev were in a military standoff over the presence of Soviet missiles in Cuba. Kennedy demanded their withdrawal and initiated a naval blockade of Cuba. Khrushchev considered the blockade an act of war and threatened retaliation. For the next 6 days, the world waited to see who would blink first. During the fall of 1962, I was a cub reporter for a small Provincetown weekly newspaper. I wrote a column in which I tried to sort out my feelings about what was happening. I thought over the next 2 broadcasts I'd read it to you, to give you a sense of what it was like to be there at that time, in that place. Here's what I wrote. Little things. That is what our lives are made of, aren't they? The little things, truths, words, impulses, a kind of day-to-day reckoning. And in the end, they make the big things. You were going to write about something nice that happened to you, but that can wait now. The president made a speech tonight, and the speech was made up of words, and the words made sentences, and the sentences made feelings inside you. You sit alone with the radio turned on and listen to a man carefully enunciating words with a slowness that seems to come from a great weight. Many of his words scare you. They are probably scaring a lot of people. You stop eating. You are listening so hard you can hardly hear the words from trying to hear what is being said behind them, the little things. A strict quarantine, full retaliatory response on the Soviet Union. Transform the history of man. Any meeting without limiting our freedom of action. We are a peaceful people. Whatever action is needed. I have watched with sorrow. No one can foresee what course or costs or casualties. All paths are full of hazards. The greatest danger of all, to do nothing. There is something dramatic about twisting through the radio dial and hearing the voice unbroken out of 100 stops. The words have a familiar ring to them. You've heard them before in history books, novels, movies, and at other times from a shoe on a different foot. But now they mean something that fills you with a wordless feeling you had only once before. It was almost exactly a year ago you were forced to accept the conception of your death. Things were falling apart in Berlin. They say no one ever really accepts the fact that he will die, though he may believe it. You don't know. But thankfully, you have something to do, some little thing. You have a board meeting to cover for the newspaper. When you arrive, people are standing around talking about what they must. Our mistake was in not letting Hitler smash Russia first. My brother is going to Florida tomorrow. The right thing, but he should have done it 5 years ago. A war for the women. Let the men stay home and watch the babies. Somebody says it is all a political stunt. My God. Expected remarks, stupid remarks, thoughtful remarks, the same remarks with endless variations thousands and thousands of times tonight across the country. But you shouldn't judge. Not the first reactions. Let the little things build up some meaning in the words. And anyway, you are spared speaking yourself. You stay apart and are excused, you guess, because you are still young. And it is easier just to listen.